It's almost post time. The Triple Crown, one of the most difficult tests in sports. Three horse races in just 5 weeks. All ends tonight at the Belmont Stakes in New York. American Pharoah is favored to win. That would make him the first horse to capture the Triple Crown in 37 years. But his rivals have a key advantage: extra time to rest. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, that's led to some grumbling inside the sport.
American Pharoah earned a shot at history with a narrow victory in the Kentucky Derby, followed by an emphatic win at the Preakness 3 weeks ago.
And American Pharoah has pulled away. He is 5 lengths in front as they come to the wire. And American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Preakness over Caliber.
But the biggest test for this bay-colored stallion still looms: a mile and a half on the sandy dirt track at Belmont Park in New York. A dozen horses have started the Belmont with a chance to win the Triple Crown since 1978, and they've all failed, including last year's favorite, California Chrome.
And it's a photo finish that goes to Tonalist. Tonalist does it.
California Chrome finished a disappointing fourth. After the race, his owner Steve Coburn vented his frustration.
He didn't have it in him, apparently. I'm 61 years old now, never see... In my lifetime, I'll never see another Triple Crown winner because the way they do this.
The winning horse, Tonalist, did not run in the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness, so he had plenty of time to rest before the Belmont. Coburn said that should not be allowed.
That's right. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Because this is not fair to these horses that have been running their guts out for these people and for the people that believe in them. This is a coward's way out, in my opinion. This is a coward's way out.
Coburn later apologized, but he put his finger on something real. Of the 7 horses challenging American Pharoah in this year's Belmont, only one raced in the Preakness 3 weeks ago, meaning the other horses have had at least 2 extra weeks to rest. That's led some to propose extending the Triple Crown season so that all the horses might be on more equal footing going into the final race. But the owner of American Pharoah rejects that idea.
The good ones find a way to win. I can only look at my horse. My horse is coming in with 0 excuse.
At a press conference this week, Ahmed Zayat said tradition is important.
What makes this game special is its history. I want to be compared, if my horse achieved something, to Seattle Zoo and Secretariat. Once you try to play with what had been happened before, it's something you don't want to do.
On the inside, affirmed. On the outside, Alidar. And those two are letting out all stops. They're going on out together.
The last horse to win the Triple Crown was affirmed in 1978, ridden by an 18-year-old jockey named Steve Coffin.
I remember right after I won it that people were starting to say, you know, the Triple Crown's getting too easy. You know, they're going to have to make it tougher. Because people were getting bored when, you know, 3 horses won it in one decade.
Those winners in the 1970s also included Secretariat and Seattle Slough. Coffin says there's a reason the Triple Crown schedule is grueling.
That's what proves that a Triple Crown horse is so special, is that, you know, he takes on all comers at all times. There's no question that he's far and away the best horse.
If American Pharoah wins at Belmont, he'll join that very select group of Triple Crown champions. If he doesn't, you can bet that calls to change the rules will continue. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.